When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's wide open. Come on in and let's visit. I thought it was a funny-shaped bush. It put me in the mind of a duck or a goose. I was locking up the church one evening and had just secured the deadbolt and was headed to my lone car in the gravel parking lot. I saw the dark blob out of the corner of my eye, but I stayed my course straight to the Buick. Curiosity got the best of me, and beams of light from the car headlights illuminated the mystery. Sure enough, it was a duck. Yes, we pastor a rural church. We've sequestered killdeer nests in the parking lot so churchgoers wouldn't drive on top of them. We've seen hundreds of barn swallows, mud daub cradles, and hatch fledglings under the eaves of one of the outbuildings. One time I met a young owl on the front steps outside the sanctuary. But this was the first for a duck. I figured she hailed from a house nearby and was domesticated, so you guessed it, I attempted to get acquainted with her. Now my intentions were noble. I'd scoop her up and I'd take her home, but she would have none of it. So after a loop the size of my living room, I let her be, and she circled right back to where she was squatting when first we did meet. The plot thickened concerning this waddling moment. Come Sunday morning, the keys I had used to turn the latch on the outside of the church went missing. I searched high and low in coat and jean pockets. I dumped my purse a full three times. We scoured the car, moving power seats, lifting floor mats, and cramming our hands down crevices too small for a wandering French fry from the last drive-through date night. I racked my brains trying to retrace my steps. Every bright idea ended with no success. It had to be the duck, I finally deduced. Yeah, the duck that nobody but me had seen on Saturday night. The duck that had never attended services prior. My husband looked at me cockeyed and decided maybe I was quacking up. He surmised that I must have just dropped them inadvertently when I got in or out of the car. I think he was fully convinced they'd be laying there in the white rocks, easily spotted, and the mystery would be solved. Well, we showed up well in advance of the morning worship, and I scoured the area I'd tread the previous night. No keys. And no duck. Oh, great. Now he will think I'm crazy, I thought to myself. And then I nailed the coffin when I ventured. I think the duck ate them. I'm not sure what my husband prayed for me the rest of that day, but I prayed either the keys or the duck would show up. At evening services, one prayer was answered. The duck returned to ground roost in the same place she was planted 24 hours earlier, and this time I had witnesses. Still, no keys. So you might think I am a quack, but I still think that sneaky duck had something to do with locking me out. I'll know for certain if I ever get my hands on her. One squeeze of her belly and she's sure to light up. The keys were chained to a tiny flashlight. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.